Good morning. Despite the withdrawals of only having two games of rugby league, we're going all right. We're hanging in there. The two great games of rugby league. Really looking forward to the weekend, mate. Really looking forward to it.
It is an interesting one, isn't it? Because of only the two games, because we've been so used to the home and away season of having, you know, eight games of rugby league and then some others as well. You know, might be the Super League over in England. All of a sudden, we're down to two, but we got four very big sides, two huge games, so let's get into it. Tonight, the Eels and the Raiders. A lot of talk about the Eels and, of course, some ins and some outs. Are they playing Ducks and Drakes, or do you ever think legitimately there might be a few outs for the Parramatta Eels?
I've got a feeling Mitchell Moses will play. My information is the decision, in fact, won't be made until about early afternoon on Friday in terms of the HIA and concussion protocol. So it's a long and pretty nervous wait for Brad Arthur and the rest of the Eels and the Eels supporters, myself included. But look, a young man's health and well-being is far more important than a game of football or a season of football. I think there might be potentially some changes to the Parramatta lineup. I think it's probably a given that Murata Niokore will start and Ryan Madison will come off the bench. That hasn't been named that way. I'm still not sure if Jake Arthur will play, depending on what happens with Mitchell Moses. But I think Nathan Brown, who has been named in 18, is a huge chance of coming onto the bench if Mitchell is fine. Nathan was 18th man last week. His form wasn't great prior to injury. He was off his game. But type of guy that, you know, can play big men, you know, really get the Eels going in the right direction at the business end of the year.
And then, of course, the Raiders, they did a number on the Melbourne Storm. They've won the last five down at Amy Park, so the Melbourne Storm eliminated for 2022. So the less we talk about that, the better. I'm going to go the Parramatta Eels.
Yeah, I think the Eels do win it. I think it'll be a gritty, ugly type of game. I don't know if there'll be any huge try-scoring highlights, but I love those close games where it's real theatre, real emotion. I'm expecting a low-scoring game. I'm expecting the Eels to get the job done in a beauty, actually. I really think it's going to be a desperate game of footy, as it should be. It's there's a big prize on the line.
There most certainly is. And speaking of big prizes on the line, the Rabbitohs. Gee, what a game against the Roosters last week. I don't know how they're going to back up, but they take on the Sharks. There's a lot of talk that the Sharks might get done in this one and go out basically in straight sets.
On paper, it could look like that, but the games aren't played on paper. Nope. The Rabbitohs, look, they're the favourites, but they're coming off a very physical game, but they're also coming off a real emotional drain. It was the old enemy, the Roosters. It was at the Roosters Stadium, and that's been in the news. The fact that the Rabbitohs haven't been invited, won't be going there anytime soon. The Rabbitohs really got up for the game, and it was a beauty. I absolutely loved it. But was that their grand final? Have they used all their energy? Speaking of energy, the Sharks went to Golden Point against the Cowboys. Yep. So what's their energy like? What's their mindset like? I think this game, I keep looking at the lineups. I don't expect the lineups to change. They are so well matched across the park. It is amazing. You know, where you see, or where I see a Sharks' strength on that same side of the field, I also see a Rabbitohs' strength. If I see a Rabbitohs' weakness, it's probably also a Sharks' weakness. I think this is another absolute beauty. I think this is the one that could be decided by a Nicho Hynes dummy or a Latrell Mitchell run, a Damian Cook decision. I think, again, another beauty. And two footy sides that'll stand up, put their chest out and try and be the alpha footy side. But there's only going to be one. I can't wait. I am tending at the moment to lean towards the Sharks, but with no confidence whatsoever.
Well, I'm going to go the Eels and the Rabbitohs just for something different, Andy. And who's on the podcast this week, mate?
Look, it's been an amazing one. Speaking of the Rabbitohs, I did an interview earlier last week with John Sutton, the premiership-winning captain for South Sydney back in 2014. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the interview, John revealed his post-career battles and a stint in rehab, battling depression, battling, getting on the drink to try and find his escape, and a really emotional interview. It's a must listen. It really is. It's a guy going through a few issues, speaking from the heart, which is what I enjoy, the storytelling aspect of it. We've got the Rugby League Super Pod out this morning with Brett Kenny, Anthony Minicello, Max Krillich, Toby Rudolph, Lachlan Croker, and a whole heap more. It's a terrific podcast with 12 interviews in about 52 minutes. So pretty good listening, mate. Pretty good listening.
As it always is. Really do appreciate your time as always. And for your sake, go the Parramatta Eels.
Exactly. Go the Mighties.
All right. We'll talk very soon, mate.
My pleasure.
It's 13:32 for you, the Big Brekkie with Daniel. Good morning.